is healing for me? How far can we trust God to be in control of our life and our health? And should we even trust Him for our afflictions and sickness? There are many theories, so I can only go by what Jesus said and how He operated while He was on earth and what is written of Him. It doesn't look like healing will be handed to us on a silver platter, but God will expect us to believe His word and promises. Faith, like salvation, is a gift of God that is strengthened by reading and absorbing God's word. Listening to the word, Romans 10:17. Faith is calm, faith is trusting God that He is in control. Faith is being thankful even for our affliction. In everything give thanks, Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. At the Last Supper, Jesus explains that His blood is shed for the remission of our sins. We are all sinners, as we have all fallen short in His commandment of loving others. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, in John 13:34. If His blood was shed for our sins, then why all this violence, this gore, bloodshed, sadism, cruelty, and final crucifixion? He could have just gotten decapitated like John the Baptist, and His blood would have flowed. Simple as that, and our sins would be forgiven. The prophet Isaiah writes, "But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed." Isaiah 53 verse 5. What does "by His stripes" mean? His stripes are the lashes of the Roman flagrum whip, which had pieces of lead embedded in the end of the leather straps. Usually there were three leather straps fixed to a short handle. These whip lashes tore His flesh and shredded His body and upper legs. What more proof do we need? If we allowed that to happen to His body so we could have healing available to our body, then how could we ever think that we are not sure if the Lord wants us to be healed? What more proof of His love for us and that He wants us healed could He possibly have given us? Jesus said unto him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes." And right away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief." Mark 9:23 and 24. When we fall sick, we could easily grumble and say, "Why me, Lord? Why don't you heal me?" However, we should ask the Lord to help our unbelief, like the father that came to Jesus about his son. We can strengthen our faith by reading and absorbing the promises that God gave us. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, Hebrews 11:1. We might have to wait like Abraham, who was 75 when he was promised a son, but had to wait 25 years for God's promise to be fulfilled before Isaac was born. Yet it says, "He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was also able to perform." Romans 4:20 and 21. When the time was right, the Lord fulfilled His promise. A while ago, I met an old friend whom I had not seen for 35 years. After some catching up, we talked about the subject of healing. She explained how a certain person who was on his deathbed with cancer had read the scripture, "By His stripes we are healed." Suddenly the value of these words had dawned on him. "By His stripes I am healed. Hey, wait a minute. I am healed by His stripes. Well, he already got the stripes, so I am healed." This particular person was not looking at his personal condition, as that was totally hopeless. However, instead, he looked at the promise that was made in God's word. He believed that those words were personally promised to him. "Okay, God, you said it, you promised it, and you cannot lie. So thank you so much. I believe what you said is true." He kept repeating those words, "By His stripes, I am healed." It dawned on him that this was the key to unlock his healing. Although he only had a few days left to live, he started getting better and better as he held on to that phrase. To everyone's surprise, it did not take very long before he was declared healed and was released from the hospital. Jesus expected the people that he healed to believe him, and he tested most of them before he healed them. I always admire that blind man that went and washed himself. Do you realize that Jesus spat on the dirty, dusty ground and mixed his saliva with the dirt? And then he smeared this yucky mix on the blind man's eyes and told him to go wash it off. Now, most of us would not think that he was handling a disabled person in a politically correct way. The man could have lost his cool and given a stream of objections, but he didn't. He passed the test. He humbly accepted. He washed. And as a result, he came back seeing. Now, this blind man was not a weak-minded pushover, as later he puts the priests and the theologians in their place. Read John chapter 9 for a complete account. He believed, he passed the test, he did what was requested of him, and he was healed. Does the Lord request us to switch our thinking from our personal trouble and sickness to thanking him for the incredible pain that he endured from the lashes so that we could have healing available to us? By your stripes, I am healed. We can humbly ask the Lord to lighten us the faith to believe his words, as his words do have real healing power. My words are spirit and they are life, it says in John 6:63. He sent his word and healed them, Psalm 107 verse 20. When his words come alive in our heart, anything can happen. As Jesus said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible, Matthew 19:26. Ask for prayer. Is any sick among you? Let him call for people who have faith and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. James 5:14-16. It is important to start with a clean heart. Confess your sins to a mature believer who does not gossip. King David said, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept your word." Psalms 119:67. Do we need to change areas in our life? Do we need to forgive someone? Cleaning our heart and conscience brings peace. It brings us faith and trust, and our mental health, which is directly linked to our physical health, improves. Jesus said, "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Mark 16:18. Therefore, if we obey Jesus' command to tell people about him, and we lay hands on the sick, then Jesus will stand next to us. And if the time is right, he will use our hands to give healing. He does it together with us and through us, much like the pen that is used by the author. This is a testimony on answered prayer. After a meeting, a young couple came to me, and the husband excitedly told me, "My wife is now 3 months pregnant because of you." "Wow, not so fast. Don't worry, I had nothing to do with it." "No, remember last time you were speaking here and you prayed for my wife. You prayed that the Lord would open her womb, and he did." We had visited doctors and clinics for several years since we got married. However, we had no success until you prayed for us. Can I clarify one thing I said? First of all, I don't remember it. Second, if the Lord sees fit to answer prayer like that, that is amazingly wonderful. But honestly, that is his business. We can only fervently request, and if he sees fit to answer, that is totally up to him. My prayers are as good as anyone's prayers. If you pray for and with others, you will see that the Lord might also do miracles for the ones that you pray for, as prayer is the key to unlock the impossible. The Lord is close to them that are of a broken heart, and he saves those who are of a contrite and humble spirit. Psalm 34:18. Well, what if we are not healed and we die? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Psalm 34:19. Should the Lord, however, deliver us from our sickness through death, then it is like we have graduated and left for higher education. So if the departed person would see our tears, then it would be too difficult for them to do well in the next grade. Hence, there is a wall or a veil between the departed and us. Whether God sees fit to heal us or take us home to the eternal now, either way we come out as winners if we know Jesus. Paul said, "Whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's." Romans 14:8. We must remember that death is part of life. Our body, this amazing, pleasurable physique, in which we live will at one time fail for good and go back to the dust. For dust you are, and unto dust you shall return. Genesis 3:19. As humans, we know that the departure of a loved one can be emotionally devastating. For those of us who stay behind, a little poem called My Resolve. Let us, broken in heart, accept what God may bring. Although in pieces, we have resolved to sing. My pain is overwhelming, my sanity in defeat. Yet by trusting in you, Lord, my life will again be complete. As my tears roll down, I trust that you know best. I give you my heart so you can take care of the rest. Please take time to read the pamphlet Souls, Heaven, Hell, and In Between. At johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like this on all kinds of subjects. That is from creation to kingdom come. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books. Here, everything is free and there's no cookies and no info requests. So we can pass it on.